Looking for a new car? We've got the ones that get you the most bang for your buck.
Janet Bodner's with us, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Hi, you, Janet.
Hey, how are you, Hillary?
I'm very good and excited about this one.
Are you in the market?
Well, yeah, who doesn't want a good deal on a car? And it's really time to look small, isn't it?
It seems to be. I mean, Americans really do like to drive bigger cars, but it just seems that they've sort of figured that the price of gas is not going to go down anytime soon, and so they are looking at smaller cars. But the good news, as we discovered when we did our annual Kiplinger's car rankings, which you can find on Kiplinger.com, is that the cars may be smaller, but that doesn't mean they're bare bones. They got a lot of neat features that are often standard equipment, like Bluetooth, USB connections, more safety features such as airbags. So you're getting more for your money.
Okay, well, what are some of the 2012 models you're finding to be the best values?
Well, we, for example, like a number of the cars are adding fuel-efficient models or technology to their most popular models. For example, Volkswagen's Jetta already comes in a gasoline and diesel version, and now it's going to have a hybrid version. Chevrolet plans to add a diesel engine to its Cruze, which already has a turbocharged engine, which is another very fuel-efficient way for gas cars. Kia, Hyundai, they also have mid-size sedans, their Optima and their Sonata, that have both the turbo and hybrid variations. So a lot of very popular commonly sold cars, are getting more variety, more fuel-efficient variety for you.
So, Janet, if people are doing this right and they're doing their homework, right, first they decide on the car that suits them and their needs, and then you've got to decide on a price.
Right. And now here's one thing that to remember. The market is firming up, which means that dealers are trying to, and automakers themselves are trying to hold the line on prices. So you're not going to be finding a lot of, you know, deep discounts and sales and rebates and cash back and things like that. What they're trying to do is add the additional features so that they can keep the price up. So that's one thing to keep in mind. But one way that we at Kiplinger's recommend that you get a good price is to, for example, take advantage of a buying service, or at least some of the information that is provided by a buying service. One that we like, for example, is TrueCar, TrueCar.com. You can go to their website, and they will give you an idea of what the prices are in your area on the particular model that you're looking for. So you can see, oh, okay, this is the ballpark, this is what I should aim for. And if you don't like to haggle at all, you'd rather just have someone else do it for you. You can hire, this costs money, Car Bargains, which costs $200, but what they'll do is they'll get five dealers, local dealers, to bid on your car against each other and come up with a best price.
All right, all good. Thanks so much, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.